Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha yosheves v'koitze chalosa aruma. A woman is allowed to sit without clothing and cut her chala, meaning she's able to knead it and do anything that she needs to do, and be mafreshit while she's not clothed. Why? Mipnei sheyichol l'chasas atzma, because she's able to cover herself, meaning she doesn't have to cover herself with clothing. Rather, all she needs to do is sit down, that her erva should be covered while she's sitting, and the erva would be on the ground, and the whole erva would be covered. And as far as the rear, so that's not considered an erva, like the Gemara says in Brachas, as far as a bracha. So the whole reason that we're concerned here is as far as the bracha, to saying a bracha on hafrashas chala. So she's allowed to do it while she's not clothed. Avaloya ish, but not a man, because he's not able to cover himself. Mishnah continues, Mishaena Yochalasa Sisosa Bitahara. If a person's not able to make the dough while he's tar, so let's say he's tameh, the Rav says, and there's no mikveh nearby that he can be tovel in. Yasena kabin val yasena bituma. So what should he do? So the Mishnah tells us, don't put yourself in a situation that you're going to be chayv and chala and be tameh and be mitameh this dough, and so you're gonna have tameh dough, and you're going to have to be mafreshit while you're tummy. And therefore, it's going to be tummy too. So don't do that. So yasena kabin. So what you should do is, we know that the chiyuv of chala is 1 1/4 kabin. So don't make it 1 1/4 kabin. Make it less than that. Just make it 1 kav. Val yasena betuma. So therefore, you won't make yourself chayv and chala, because there won't be a shear of chala. So just make individual kabin. Rebbe Akiva Omer, yasena betuma, val yasena kabin. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you should do it betuma, and you should not make kabin. You shouldn't try to circumvent the chiyuv of chala. Shekashem shu kair l'teira, kachut kair l'tmeya. So just like you call it a shame chala while it's tahar, so too there's a mitzvah, I guess, or you're supposed to be mafresh while you're tameh, because there's no other way out. L'zoi kair chala b'shem, l'zoi kair chala b'shem. The way the Mefarshim explain means that each one of them could be called chala. They can have the shame of chala on each one of them. Aval kabayin ein lahem chelik b'shem. But when you separate them, that you have many different kavs, or more than one kav, you're not going to have anything that's called chala, and there's no chelik l'shem. There's no chelik for Hashem of chala. And the Rav says the halach is not like Rabbi Akiva. Rather, what we should do is we should do this. We should do kabayim. Therefore, we won't come to a point where we're mafresh chala b'tumah.